Members of the Shinnecock Indian Nation ended a month-long encampment along Sunrise Highway on Long Island last week. They say the state needs to recognize indigenous land rights and support the Shinnecock Nation in its economic development plans. Julia Press has that story.
For 26 days, Shinnecock residents camped out along the Sunrise Highway, the only road in and out of the Hamptons.
We've had snow, we've had rain, we've had sleet, we've been under tornado watch.
Tila Troge is a member of Warriors of the Sunrise, the group of Shinnecock women who organized the occupation. She says that this sovereignty camp was spurred by a recent dispute with state and local government over a 61-foot-tall electronic billboard. The Shinnecock Nation built this monument along the highway to generate advertising revenue. Tila, who's a lawyer, spent years on the legal research to prove that it was on Shinnecock land.
And so ever since the monument sign went up, New York State has fought tooth and nail against it, along with the town of Southampton.
Southampton Town Supervisor Jay Schneiderman had criticized the monument as, quote, out of character for the area. And the state of New York followed up with a lawsuit, trying to force the nation to remove the sign.
And it's just, quite frankly, not in touch with reality. This is Indian land. New York State needs to respect Indian sovereignty.
The town of Southampton said it had no issues with the encampment and that it will continue to work with Shinnecock leaders on economic development projects. And the state lost its lawsuit over the summer, but it's continuing to appeal the case. And that means most of the revenue the nation would be making from the billboard has to be funneled back into litigation.
And so as soon as New York State drops the lawsuit, we won't have to spend the money on legal firms. We can use it to feed people and to make sure that our elders have everything that they need and that our babies have everything that they need.
We're tired of living in squalor.
Jennifer E. Cuffey Wilson credits her Shinnecock family with keeping her alive through poverty. They let her use their showers and brought her electric blankets while she was living in a tent.
I wouldn't have survived almost 2 years that I lived there because the nation, they couldn't help me.
60% of the Shinnecock Reservation lives in poverty. Even as a federally recognized tribe, Jennifer says they've never been given enough to support their people.
Shinnecocks have been very good neighbors to the town of Southampton since 1640. And in return, they have not respected us at all. They have literally stole on land from us. And when we worked on opportunities so that we could have our own funding, they have stopped us.
The Shinnecock financial situation is a particularly harsh reality compared to the surrounding area, home to some of the most expensive zip codes in the country. Margot Thunderbird, a Shinnecock elder, says while that's always been the case, the Shinnecock people's relationship with their neighbors has changed since the 1950s.
It used to be more of a genteel racism. They were generous with their donations to the poor dear Indians, but called us things like the poor dear Indians.
Margot says in recent years, the nation has started speaking up against overdevelopment, destroying the natural landscape, and in support of indigenous rights to land and economic opportunity. That hasn't always gone over well.
If you notice, at the top of that monument is the Great Seal of Shinnecock, and it signifies that you are now entering Shinnecock territory, and it honors our ancestors. It puts us on a map that they don't want us to be on, but here we are.
The Warriors of the Sunrise taught visitors to the sovereignty camp about indigenous land rights and the history of Shinnecock oppression. At the end of the encampment, the group gave out 500 free bags of food to local Hamptons residents, full of indigenous staples like turkey, salmon, fresh corn, and sweet potatoes. Tila, the lawyer who did legal research for the monument, says giving back and building goodwill with their neighbors is what the nation has always tried to do.
This is our history. Generosity, kindness, and love. Like, what is your history? What legacy do you as a state and a town want to leave? Because right now it's not a very good one.
The camp disbanded on Thursday, a national day of mourning for many indigenous people. But participants were clear that this was part of a much larger movement, that they hope many other allies will join in. For WSHU News, I'm Julia Press.